The Six-Nation Contact Group on Kosovo set up a three-member negotiating team consisting of an American, a German, and a Russian. This group is at the center of the London meeting, which also includes diplomats from France, Italy, and Britain. The trio is undertaking a further round of negotiations that are to be completed by December 10th. The team travels to Belgrade on Friday and to Pristina on Saturday. The latest diplomatic effort follows Russia's decision last month to block UN Security Council action on a plan for Kosovo's conditional independence. The plan was drafted by former Finnish President Martti Ahtisaari, who spent 12 months trying to get the Serbs and Kosovo Albanians to agree on the territory's future. Mr. Ahtisaari's plan calls for limited independence of Kosovo, an international security force, and strong guarantees of minority rights. Kosovo's been under UN administration since 1999, when NATO bombing drove Serb forces fighting an Albanian insurgency out of the territory. Kosovo's 90% ethnic Albanian majority say they will settle for nothing less than independence. The delay in determining status is causing consternation here in Pristina. Jamel Helili is the director of Kosovo's Chamber of Commerce. He claims investors are staying away because of uncertainty and, speaking through an interpreter, says there are worries that status might not be decided by the end of the year.
Everything is waiting for the final resolution for the status of Kosovo. So we are afraid, first of all, if the status is going to be delayed more, not just to the end of this year.
The German member of the negotiation team, Wolfgang Ischinger, has called on Serbs and Kosovar Albanians to work harder to find agreement. President Bush has said that Kosovo's independence is inevitable. Barry Wood, VOA News, Pristina.